Well, are you bad? So raise them up, cause here we go. Oh, it's Real Bad Deals. We're gonna start the show. Brokers and attorneys, developers too. You keep on talking like I know what you do, because I'm bad. It's bad. It's really, really bad. I'm bad. Who's bad? It's me. I'm really bad. So sit right back, relax, and do the ride, and tell us once again who's bad. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Real Bad Deals podcast.
All right, we are back, baby.
We are back. We are back.
Episode 3. Who would have thought?
Yeah.
Could have stumbled through two of them. Daisy, you know, listen, no big intro. Let's just get to it. Your least favorite part, legal. No legal advice here. Don't be an idiot. Nothing we say, nothing Deez advises you is legal advice. Nothing I say. Independent counsel, blah, blah, blah. Keep going.
Love that part.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, that's the part you get.
Yeah.
Most important are the sponsors. We say it every single time. Couldn't be doing it. If we did, it would have been on two phones. It would have sounded terrible. It wouldn't be as good. I mean, we wouldn't even be excited. So overall, we thank Workspace Collective, Daytona,
great,
Sanford, Ocala. These guys are exploding, and they're going to do more and more locations. They got an award, which is pretty impressive. Best co-working flex space in Florida. It's obvious. Swing by their new space in Daytona. Sanford is so close, and there's two in Ocala that absolutely rock, and everybody else in Ocala that even tries to compete is getting smoked. So the next sponsor, and listen, if you heard episode 2, I mean I was basically eating my shoe on this one, because I thought the first time I said, what is Blue Savage Tea? Well, now I know, because it's a absolute pimp, sweet, really good quality, awesome t-shirt company that Deez, his wife, and some friends started. I'm going to put an order in. King Hux Real Estate's going to put an order in. My family's business is starting to, I think they're going to order some stuff. And I said it last time, best part isn't the t-shirt. I mean, that's great. But the best part is the art meeting with Deez. Yeah, hang on. I mean, there's you just don't know where it's going to go. You could end up in Tijuana with Deez. I don't know. But King Hux Real Estate, obviously my company, my wife's company, we started our own firm. And this whole thing's, you know, a little bit, you know, connected to that. We want to be here helping, you know, whether it's, you know, someone that has their food truck, want to get their first brick and mortar, big developers. It just doesn't matter. With our experience, residential, commercial, we're here, we're helping, and we want to help. And it doesn't matter. Don't be intimidated. Don't be afraid to call. It truly doesn't matter. You know, like, that's the whole thing about this podcast, is let's open up this real estate game to everyone.
Let's go.
So yeah, I mean, listen, the way we left episode 2.
Where'd we leave off?
We left with a stocky, with our stocky little horse sitting in the gate, waiting for that starter pistol to go off.
Feel like it's always been there.
And I'm telling you, I hope you get it out running, baby. But what I will say is, like, this is it. This is the last episode until we really get into it. And I mean, got to get into some concepts, carve some niches out, trying to figure out what you have some interest in, what everybody has some interest in. I mean, I'm going to talk about what I know, how I can help, bring in some guests. I was blown away on one episode how many people reached out.
Oh, and, man.
One of the things I thought, I mean, I couldn't believe how many attorneys, real estate attorneys, reached out to me and said, can I get on the show? I want to get on the show. I said,
well, what about the brokers and developer guys?
Well, I would have thought the attorneys were the least the people who would have gone on. You know, tons of brokers, some developers. I mean, like one of the hottest asset classes now is self-storage, that type of thing, outdoor, industrial storage, that, you know. But then the thing was, it's the non-real estate guys. I had people just, you know, reaching out going, hey, I'm not in real estate, but can I get on the show? I think they said, if Deez is on,
take
I'm
my
on,
spot, baby. Take is my it, spot.
If Deez is on, I'm on. So, I mean, I wonder if we should just bring a couple guests that have absolutely no experience.
I actually know a couple people.
Who?
Everyone.
All your friends.
All my friends.
But listen, I am a little bit concerned, Deez, because we have talked after episode 1, had the same conversation. Episode 2, same conversation. And the whole thing about this podcast is it's a real bad deal. So there is an acronym in there. And I am not convinced you know what the acronym is. I mean,
well,
it's like
Scotty,
bad.
Let me tell you, ding, ding, you are correct.
I keep telling you, real is the real estate, and bad is broker, attorney, developer.
Okay, I get the real part. I understand the real part. All right, let's get into, listen, I'm brokers, attorneys, developers. Can we talk about what they do? I mean, they seem like a group of people that just hang out together. So I don't know. Like, what does a broker do? Tell me what a broker does. Right, Let's get into this.
Well, hold on a second. The reason I even started this is because so you can see it from a viewpoint of, you know, for the last 15, 20 years, I've operated broker, attorney, developer. So it's nice. So I can see it from different lenses, see it from from other people, you know, whether it's a broker on the selling side, you know, the buying side, the developer, vacant land, hotels, it doesn't matter, storage, the whole nine yards. So it doesn't mean I have all the answers, but at least I can chime in, or we can guide or help guide you and others, you know, on this crazy adventure, this journey, and so on. But if you just break it up, let's just see what the broker does, right?
Yeah.
So you said
sure.
on episode 2 that you had bought a trailer, and then you eventually sold your trailer.
True story.
Right? And
true.
You reached out to me, and I came over and I tried to sell that trailer for you, and after.
Figured I'd move it across country for a little while. And
no, we sold that bad boy.
We did sell it. Yeah, it's true.
So simple, right? Like, you know, what's the broker to you? The broker is the person that's going to come in there and see if you can make that deal. See, you have the real estate. He's either going to find you something or he's going to sell something for you.
So the broker is the essential, like, it's the real estate agent. Is that what you're saying?
It almost sounded like you were about to say it. He's the attorney.
Yeah, I was getting close. So a real estate agent is considered the broker. Why not just call him a real estate agent?
Well, the real estate agent hangs his
just
license
a cool
with
name?
The broker, yes.
Is he Batman or something?
Yeah, well, under the definition of Florida law, that everybody essentially is defined as the broker. But yes, to keep it simple, is your friend who comes over and tries to sell something, he's your agent. He's real
he's
estate
my
agent.
Broker.
He's your realtor. And then, you know, he hangs his license under a broker. But for the simple purpose of who's helping you sell, buy and sell, that's your broker.
Okay.
So you're
again,
good with that? Are you good with that concept?
There's no way out there that everybody knew that there was a difference between the real estate agent and broker. I'm just saying. I'm glad you explained that because I know. That's great.
No,
that's great.
That's a good question because let me ask this question. If you know this, I'm putting $100 into the kitty for the D's investment.
I could
right?
use $100.
No, it doesn't go to you. It just goes into the pot to where you're eventually going to invest. How is a broker compensated?
If he sells my home.
Who pays him?
Me.
What about if I'm...
Am I close?
What if you're trying to sell your home, you have somebody, and I bring somebody, and I, you know, I bring the buyer. I bring the buyer, and the buyer buys it. Who pays me?
That would be me. It would be me, because I'm the one actually...
So you're paying the other broker as well?
The other... No, he's paying the other guy. His guy is paying his guy. And I'm paying my broker guy, real estate agent guy.
So every
am I close?
Different people are paying different people.
That's what I'm picturing. I mean, because all these cool real estate shows that I see, he's like, well, I represent my guy and I represent your guy. And they go back and forth.
Well, here's
is that close?
I mean, and listen, I say this all the time. I don't think enough people know how brokers, agents, and everybody are compensated, whether it's new construction and so on. I think it's an education. I can't tell you, when I used to do residential, you know, some of my best buddies, and nobody did anything wrong, and it would be a weekend, and I'd be working, and trying to find them a place, and then they would just run into a new construction and go, hey, sorry, I'm just buying something from the new construction down the street, and... We're not compensated. So the seller, I mean, we're not going to get into the whole thing that recently is developed legally and the settlement with NAR and everything. But it normally the seller is going to, you know, pay his broker the commission and then he's going to co-broke it, right? So it's going to be split.
Whoa, stop
but
there.
So many
stop.
People
what's
don't get
co-broke
that.
It? What's that?
sharing the commission.
Okay. So who, okay, rewind. Who's paying? Am I paying or is the other guy paying? Throw me
right
a Rubik's Cube
right,
here.
Right now, the starter pistol went off.
Yeah.
He shot the gun.
Yeah.
All the horses are out of the gate. You're still in it.
I'm waiting for my jockey, man.
Don't worry, baby. I know you're going to get out. Once you start running,
okay.
You're going to be good.
Just explain that again. So, okay. Two guys going to a bar. Okay. Two guys. One guy's representing this guy, one guy's representing me, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Who pays who?
You, as the seller, you have a listing broker. He's going to list it, right? Okay. You've agreed to pay him a commission.
Right.
He's going to share that commission with the buying broker, whoever the buyer's right. So he's going to, you know, and that's what that dispute right now. But we're not even going to get into that. That's going to be tailspin. I'll see way too much smoke coming
what
out.
What does the other guy do? I mean, the other...
He's going to bring the buyer.
Okay. Gotcha.
I mean, I'm looking at you and I've known you a long time. No idea. Like, you're going, why is that other guy getting paid?
Yeah.
I think that's what... I mean, a lot of people have an issue with that.
Yeah, I don't get it. Like... You know, there's closing costs and stuff.
So, do you think do you think the buyer should be paying his broker?
No. I think the guy that brought that guy should buy his dinner. Yes, yeah, I think he should be that guy.
Well, we're stuck in the starting gate right now. Let's move on to the next. Okay. The attorney is super
simple. We're
going
back to that later.
Super simple.
Okay.
Right? Real estate
Missed
attorney.
That one by a mile.
Real estate attorney, very simple. It's like there's nothing you could question, right? Like, have you ever dealt with attorneys?
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about
in
that.
In what realm? In real estate? What part of your life?
Divorce.
How did it go? Did you get along? I mean, like, do you see the value?
I tell you this, I paid that guy. I definitely paid that guy, and I didn't like the fact of that either.
So it was clear. Like it was clear that you were going to pay that attorney.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure wasn't clear at all, but I paid the guy.
And nobody shared the cost. Nobody did a co-broke or anything like that.
Unless they're in the same bank account as that guy, it didn't share nothing.
All right, so that one. All right, we're good. We're getting a step out. We're getting a foot out of the gate. All right, the developer.
I don't like attorneys.
I think this is the one. This is the one that's gonna. I mean, this is the broadest range. This is the okay. You know this topic of it. So the developer, in my opinion, it encompasses almost everyone. Right? If you're in real estate, you got your own business, small business. It's the food truck. It's the guy that's buying a bunch of vacant land. It's the residential. It's the commercial. It's the buildings that we're in right now. It's downtown little districts. It's everything. And that's the exciting part about this podcast is I am so excited to bring in some guests that some people might not think are developers, but they are, right? They're developing small businesses, they're developing
land. So they're like the closer guy?
The what?
The what?
Closer.
You're talking about what, like the food truck guys, but what does he develop? What does he do?
That's what I mean. Well, that's the thing. That's what we're going to expand on. It's developing the business.
Okay.
It's, you know, yes, sure, it's real estate, but guess. In my opinion, they're all developers. You know, here's the story. You know, most times, like, for example, my wife, she's in the residential game and she loves that side. But what's happening nowadays, she'll have clients that move into Orlando, right? Moves into town. And they have their small business and they buy a house. And my, you know, small business, whether it could be a food truck, could be, you know, a yoga studio, who knows what it is.
And, she's getting business. She's
happening is, yeah, she's selling the house and then she's bringing them into their first lease
space. So she's developing the deal.
Well, I'm not saying she's the developer. I'm saying that they're the people. I mean, think about that one person that has a, you know, whether it's the food truck. Now they have to move into a brick and mortar, like a physical restaurant.
That I'm getting.
Then they're going to move in and they're going to grow and grow and grow. And in my opinion, I have, you know, friends and clients and so on. I'm excited to bring them on here because everybody always thinks like the developer has to be this big, the master developer, the person building the hotels or the shopping centers and those times.
Okay.
No, it's that, you know, let's focus on the gauntlet, right? Like everyone, you know, it's the small guy. Like they all started small.
Right.
So, you know, I have some friends of mine. One guy's developing an airport and he wants to come on. One guy is a downtown. He always focuses on downtown districts. Then there's hotels. Then there's storage. Guys are doing car washes. They're doing retail.
Gotcha.
And what's exciting is, like, I want to bring them all in here. And then when they give you, you know, kind of their outlook on it, and we all just chime in and we just, you know, brainstorm, eventually the light's going to go off. You're going to blast out of the gate, come around turn one, turn two, and we're going to take the lead. Because I think what's going to happen is you're going to find a niche that you really like.
Yeah, or just listen for a little bit. This, again, like we talked about in the beginning, it is overwhelming. And I give you all kudos. It's a lot to learn. I mean, I did talk to some real estate people before, and they're like, you know, man, there is a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff to learn. And
you know, me not knowing the basics is obvious, but yeah, I'm glad you cleared that up. I mean, I never knew that the broker was like considered like the real estate agent and the attorney and the developer. We'll get back to the attorney later.
I gotta know who the attorney was.
Oh, yeah, oh, man. That guy is.
All right, but listen, if we are, you know, after this episode, yeah. And I mean, this is it. This is it. The race is on, right? Like after this,
not a slow.
I'm sure there's listeners out there going, all right, when are we getting into the grind? I mean, they're sitting here going, I've had enough of listening to who Deez is and who you are and yeah, this and that. They're going, hey, when are we racing? When are we going to start running?
Yeah.
So for me, I would say, you know, at this point, this is your shot. Like questions, what do you think? You know, like in the end, I mean, I promise you, I don't know how we're going to get there. And then there's going to be some frustration. There's going to be some rocky times, and I'm going to lose my patience many times.
Oh, of course. Of course, but, I can't wait.
We're going to get you, and you're going to be a real badass in no time.
Again, already am a real badass. Just kidding.
What
seriously.
About this? This was an idea, and I didn't even tell these this, but what about next episode or even weekly? I thought of two ideas. One idea would be, what if you just – we just – turned you loose and you just come back next episode, next week, and you go, hey, I got a deal. I don't care. I'm not going to give you any guidance. We'll call it Deez Deals.
Deez Deals, really? Who has Deez Deals like Deez Deals, really? Yeah.
And it could be anything. Anything. Any ideas.
Just sell a pen or something?
I'd like you to like shoot a little higher than that. But but like, what about if you know, when you're driving around, you find a piece of property and you go, hey, this is what I would want to do with it, or who knows? Maybe it's a different idea. Maybe it's maybe instead of one trailer, you want to have a trailer park. I don't know.
I'm past the trailer part. Like, oh, listen, I'm into a modular home.
That's a gold mine. That's a gold mine. But that's that concept. I think that's maybe what you do. And everyone can chime in. Everyone, all the listeners can listen to your pitch on the deal, and we'll grade you. We'll just go.
Role play and like come in here and say, you know, all right, I did a deal, and this is what I'm doing.
I just have I've made a rule in my life that I'm never going to role play with you or allow you to say the word come. So, yeah, we're going to pass on all role playing or anything like that. But, yes, the concept being is, hey,
check.
How about don't even worry about it. There's no wrong answers to the test, even though you got 5 out of 10 wrong.
I just got it. Listen, that test was
bring
ridiculous.
Something in and just come with an idea. Listen, I've had millions of bad ideas, so it's like just bring something and see what happens. And the other thing was, and this was a friend of ours came up with this, what about a deal or a game? And someone can submit questions, and I'm talking super basic, and if they stump you with a super basic, they get a prize. I think it should be a Real Bad Deals t-shirt from Blue Savage Tea.
Oh, yeah. I would love that. Yeah, I would love that. Sip back with a you know, I love that. I think it's
what
great.
About the fact that you couldn't get the pee out?
I couldn't get the pee out. Yeah, yeah.
But yes, that's what I'm thinking. Like, let's give that prize away or that tea. And in the end, we'll call it Stump the D's. So every week, we'll just go with the new game.
Oh, man. I got to make a jingle for that.
Stump the D's. Yes. By next week, have a jingle. Have a jingle.
Okay. All right. And, gotcha. Gotcha.
But I mean, other than that, I don't think there's much more in this episode. I think all it is this is it. This is the last one. If you have any questions or anything you got to prepare next week, it is go zone. Go.
Oh, I'm raising my hand because I have a question. Can you tell me what I'm doing again? I'm going to somebody's house and I'm just. All right, we'll talk about it later, I guess. No, I'm with you. I'm anxious. Like I said before, man, my bags are packed. I'm ready to go on this journey. Just, I'm going to become a broker / real estate agent.
No. That is so not the plan.
Oh, okay.
But you know what? It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
This is what I am absolutely sure about. I have absolutely no idea where this podcast goes or what direction or how we're going to end up with you. But this I know. We've got the right horse.
Yeah.
The Derby, Kentucky Derby was last week.
Nobody even has to ride it. Just I'm just going, man. I'm just running down the field.
I mean, at this point, there's not much running, but we'll get there, baby. We'll get there. So other than that, I mean, next week, I promise, Deez is not going to love it. We're going to rip the Band-Aid off, and we're going to get into a couple concepts that I think he could wrap his head around. It's going to be rocky, but it'll work. And I think you know, what he always has told me, even off this podcast, he's like, dude, I don't get it. I don't understand what you're talking about. I don't understand how anybody can do anything if you don't have much money or if you don't, you know, like he said, he heard some deal that was a great deal. He could have bought this house. It was worth like 400, could have bought it for two. And he's like, I just said, you know, I don't have 200,000. Well, next week, let's talk about it. And we could, you know, give him a couple ideas and different ways to absolutely crush that deal and make a couple bucks and become a real badass.
I like it. I like it. I'm going to try. Like I said, I'm all in. I'm all into this thing. And yeah, man, I'm going to dress up.
I mean,
you got to dress up, right? Everybody's got a tie.
Wait till we just really get this guy. I'm going to have to show you. you're going to have to really meet the D's. I'm going to have to send you guys some more pictures. Until you know him and meet him, you don't know what horse we're really backing. So other than that, have a good night.
Have a good night, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, we are on a lot of podcasts now. So please give us a listen on iHeartRadio, on Spotify, YouTube, Amazon Music, and a lot more.
And that's a great point. And this is what I say. Anybody who leaves a review, zero stars or five stars, they go into a pot, you pick them. Again, free shirt.
Blue Savage Tea. I'm definitely into that. Free shirt. You guys are supporting us, and I definitely want to support you. We love to hear. And again, we're going to figure out the comment thing. We're going to figure that out. We're pushing buttons over here, and it's coming out pretty decent. So, we're going to get to a point where sooner or later we're going to go live and you're going to actually see us. But hit that subscribe button. Hit that follow button. Give us a couple stars. We appreciate it. One, five. We embrace it all. And thank you for listening to us. We really appreciate it.
And one other thing I completely forgot, but I got it in the reviews. I didn't even tell you, but a couple of people said, "Who is the human apple?" And we're not gonna disclose anybody's name.
Is he bad? Is he bad?
He's round. But the good news is everything looks great for the human apple. I'm blown away that
I love
that he pulled this thing off. But I actually got a call from him, and he said that the wedding is set. So if by the time the wedding is, and this podcast is still going, everybody should just show up to the Human Apple. It's in Key West. It's going to rock. And he's super excited. So if you guys have some interest, ping us on the reviews. Maybe I can get you an invite to the Human Apple's wedding.
Bet for dinner he has a whole bunch of fruit.
There's no seats. There's no seats. It's just bowls.
Just bowls.
Yeah.
All right. I love you, Apple. All right. Cheers, everybody. Good night. Good night. We love you.
See you, bye.